But yeah, I mean, that could be a good topic.
Did we do something like that already? I feel like we did that on our first like 20 episodes.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. I'm Shane, and it is time for another podcast episode. Thanks very much for subscribing to the show on YouTube. Please like this video, comment, or if you're listening on your favorite podcast app, please follow us there as well. You can find everything you need to know about the show at fiveidiotstalkingtoys.com. The link is in the description. And also, you can support the show if you like the content we're making. Please support the show at patreon.com/fiveidiotstalkingtoys. I can barely say it. It's in the description as well. And you can get some custom content there that we make just for our supporters, as well as sneak peeks of collections and collectibles that will be available at Rogue Five Toys, which is our sales page. So once again, thanks for joining us. Let's bring in Charlie Beansacks.
Hey, what's going on, Shane?
What's going on? I like that view. I like when it's just a two-person show. So I think we'll just stick with this for the rest of the episode.
That's fine.
Yeah. So this episode is going to be just for collectors who are really going to relate to this. If you're a toy collector, if you're a collector of any kind, and you have shelves, displays in your home, in your office, this is going to be an episode that speaks to you. All right, let's bring in Redacted Dewback.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
All right,
Brandon is here. Charles is here. And I'm looking in the green room and I see John's human resource department, but not
aren't you,
John.
Aren't you in the green room?
Oh, yes, I am. As a matter of fact. There he is. John Walden is here. How you doing, John?
I am pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Excellent. Have you met Redacted Dewback before?
Yes, we have. We've spoken a few times, met in person.
Have you played cornhole with Charlie Beansacks?
No, I have not played cornhole with Charlie Beansacks.
Okay. I think you were playing poker or something at the time, or you didn't play poker either with us, did you?
Yeah, I played poker.
Oh, you did. Okay. I can't remember.
Yeah, that was the worst joining of two tables I've ever been a part of.
Well, you know what? When you think back to that memory, you think about Uncle Victor, and he just took over the whole scene that you can't really remember anything else.
Well, it's like we were two tables.
Right.
At our table, we had one person out. And then within 15 minutes, there was only one person left standing, and that was Charlie.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, memories and of our trip to Nashville.
We only have one person out over here. You won the table? Yeah, I won the table.
They cheated.
Pile of chips.
Yeah. Brutal. Yeah, the whole two table thing was killed because we were just taking it easy, getting started, having fun. And they were playing, you know, like cutthroat.
Yeah.
Texas Hold'em over there.
Yeah.
All right.
So can you tell that my live streaming works now?
Yeah, what's going on there? Is your computer's working now?
Yeah, I mean, it also helps that Chris is not.
Oh, we lost him.
No.
We lost him again. All right.
Well. Oh, he's back.
I did a ridiculous hard reset of this computer.
It so was hard.
So hard.
So hard.
So ridiculous how hard it was. Reset the whole thing, and now all of a sudden it works.
I got a question for you. So, like a week ago, you said you were working on your mustache. Are you still working on it? Because it looks like it hasn't gone anywhere.
Funny thing you say. I was shaving, telling my wife a story, and as I was doing it, I shaved the mustache. I was done shaving, and then I said, holy shit. I shaved it off.
2 weeks worth of work right now in the brain.
How do you not even feel it as you're shaving? Because if you, you know.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
Have had a whole lot there if you didn't even notice.
Oh, there was, it was at least 1/8 long.
It was ample and plush. Have any of our viewers or listeners accidentally shaved their mustache before? If you've accidentally shaved yourself, please comment below. Let us know how that happened.
I have to shave. I shave every day for work. So this is a thing. I throw the shaving cream on and I just go, like I do it as fast as I can because I just want to go. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, crap, I did it.
Yeah. I went to. Look,
I'm growing it back out.
Yeah, it's so looks good. Like it. Looks great.
5 days growth.
I'll give you the head start.
I went to like the career day, or you know, the day where you sit down in high school with like your guidance counselor and they tell you, what do you like to do? What do you want? I said, I want a job where I don't have to shave every day. That was my only requirement. I hate shaving. Like,
Shane, I'm telling you, if you shave, you will look 5 years younger.
Oh, I know. Automatically. Well, you know, I said to my daughter the other day, I said, because she's been a proponent for me not shaving the last year, and I said, I'm ready to just shave it off, and she had a look of horror on her face. I was like, no, I can't. And she goes, well, no, why? And then I said, well, I'm gonna do it with Brandon and Charles at the end of November. And then the whole reason I grew this was because my cousin in Seattle was getting married, and her husband had a big beard, and he's a barber, and he was all excited when I was gonna grow out the beard. And we're going out there for Christmas this year for the first time in like 10 years. So now my daughter's like, you can't shave it because so-and-so, you know, like all for the same reason. So I can't wait though. I can't wait to just shave it off. It's been long enough now.
Yep.
But I will know when I'm doing it though. I won't do it by accident. So I'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
All right, men, let's jump into this episode's topic. It is keeping it clean.
Keep it clean.
Keeping it clean.
Oh, like clean shaven.
Clean shaven. See the theme going here? If you're a collector of any kind, if you, you know, it doesn't have to be Star Wars, you know, action figures. If you collect, you know, tchotchkes, it could be anything. You know, stuff that's not going to be encased. You know, people who are like stamp collectors, coin collectors, they're going to have stuff in cases. But if you've got shelves, if you've got things out in your home, you may collect, you know, just a small collection of things, and they might be displayed in the middle of your living room. But how do you take care of them? Collect dust. Yeah.
You collect dust along with those collectibles.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
That's why you seal them up.
Yeah. Indoors. It gets in there, though, doesn't it?
Nothing.
Nothing gets in there?
You got weather stripping on those doors or what?
How often do you open them up?
There's no dust in there at all.
Yeah, but don't you open the doors?
Yeah, like once a week.
I guarantee you there's dust in there.
Brandon, you know what? You're in a garage. There's exhaust. Like, you're fighting exhaust. You're fighting, like, oil spills.
He's in California. There's oil smog.
Forest fires.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what the major component of dust is, don't you?
Skin.
Your skin.
That's disgusting.
Gross. So every time Charles opens the thing and he grabs, you know, one of the Legos in there, his skin starts peeling off and then it turns into dust.
I'm telling you, there's no dust in there at all.
There's no skin in there?
I'll do a live video. I'll lick my finger and I'll rub it on the shelf. And then I'll lick it again. Guarantee there's nothing on it.
All right. Well, so your solution, now you didn't always have cabinets like that, but your solution is a closed cabinet setup, which I love and I wish I had.
Are those Chris's old cabinets?
No.
Okay.
His wooden bed. Chris's old
cabinets. Oh.
So that's one way to do it. If you have open shelves, though, who wants to jump in here? John, you've been collecting for a long time.
Even for the store.
For the store. That's a good point.
Well, it pays to have a Jennifer who is obsessive about cleaning. So all of our stuff gets dusted pretty regularly. So she actually 2 days ago. She went through and dusted everything in the shop.
Does she use a Swiffer or?
She has a little feather duster kind of thing, but it's got the static, sort of like a Swiffer, but it looks, you know, it's the filaments are looser and stuff like that. But
yeah, you have to have loose filaments, Charles.
Yeah.
And static.
That's what Brandon has right now. He doesn't have static. He just has loose filaments.
Yeah.
I got to lose something.
Spools. He has loose spools.
You got screw loose, too.
I know. So, yeah. So what, you know, what else goes into that? If you have, I mean,
we all have screws loose. We're talking about dusting our
So true. I want to hear from people that are watching as well and listening in the comments, you know, how often are you taking care of your collection? How often are you cleaning it? How do you clean it? Like, what is your process? My process is to just live in filth.
I mean, if you have open storage like you do, Shane, like obviously dust and all sorts of stuff gets in there and you have to clean it regularly, you know, and I don't know, with a little duster, or I highly do not recommend using a little vacuum in there because you'll vacuum up all your little blasters.
Blasters.
But like, I don't know. What do you, Shane? So you are the perfect person there that doesn't have anything enclosed. How do you dust that pile of figures behind you? Do you pull them all down?
It's really hard.
I mean, what do? You have to take them all off the shelf, all off the shelf. You have to wipe down the shelf and then you have to put them back, right?
Yeah. Not only that, they're all on stands, and you guys know, you know what I'm talking about. They're all on, you know, little stands. Some this size, some a little bit bigger, but these get covered in dust. So you've got to take them off the stands, dust the stands.
Here's what I would do. I would get a 5 gallon bucket of water and I would put the figure with the stand in the water and pull it back out and just dry it off.
You could do that. If you do it quick, you could get away with that. If you put the figures in water too long, water gets inside the torso and then you got a whole problem. Because it'll be okay, but you got to let them dry. Then I don't know. I tried washing like beater figures once that just visibly had dirt on them. And you've seen those people that like take the figures and do like the yoga poses after they wash them, and they're all doing crouching tiger, hidden dragon, you know, poses.
Yeah,
they don't tell you, like, people don't realize that they're getting all water inside the figure.
Yeah,
it's getting in
the mold.
Yes, could lead to mold. It's getting in the peg, the holes for the limbs. Even though the torso is, you know, sonically welded, you're still getting. You can actually. I've seen people that leave the figures in the water and soak the figures. That's the worst thing you could do because you're getting lots of water in there. Then you're not getting that out easily.
I've seen people take a bath with the figures.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're five.
Add a zero to that.
Yeah, I'm getting to a point here where something's got to happen because I've got six of these bookcases behind me. I can't possibly dust this.
You gotta
fast
get this.
Enough.
You got to get these right here.
I'm ready to like clean this stuff thoroughly and like box it up until I can figure something else out because I also have allergies, and you're not allergic to dust. I go for like allergy shots. Like that's how many allergies I have. You're not allergic to dust, but dust is an irritant. So you're going to react like you're allergic to it because it's irritating your sinuses. I'm working in this office 5 days a week. Plus I'm in here in the weekends and stuff. Like, I got to clean.
You got to get rid of it. Cause it's collecting more dust and then it's harder to, it's hiding all the dust and
it is.
And you know, what do you have behind you there, Shane? You probably have what, like 500 loose figures behind you on the shelves there. You could easily just, if you took off one shelf right now, I guarantee you, you'll have an insane layer of dust on there. Right.
Oh yeah. Well, and I'll be honest with you. Brandon, I know you tagged me and I was interested, but there's been weeks in the past where it's, you know, Leia Bush is the figure of the week. Can't do it. I don't have 3 hours of my life right now to dust my Leia Bush collection so that I can post photos for people to look at for 5 seconds.
Like, how about like
I just don't have the time.
Have you ever seen the ionizer thing? It's supposed to pull all the dust and everything from the air, and it goes onto this like metal thing, and then like you just wash it and you put it back in.
I don't know that.
Work?
I don't know that, but I have an air filter. Like I have a HEPA filter.
An ionizer, or something it's called.
I have an air filter. It's like a smart air filter. It connects to, you know, the Echo and stuff. It's great, but I mean, it pulls stuff out of the air. I got it about a year ago, just about exactly a year ago. It hasn't helped these shelves one bit, and it runs like 24/7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd say the number one thing that people can do for their collections to keep things clean is to use something like what Charles has, and it does keep stuff clean. It definitely helps with that. I'm sure Charles has to, you know, clean the outside of the case there every so often because I'm sure there's dust on there, but
never cleaned it before.
So you've never cleaned it and your wife has never cleaned that?
No.
It's just magically. You ever see that meme where the guy like says that he has a magic coffee table to his wife? Did you see that one? He's like,
yeah.
Babe, this is a magic coffee table. She's like, what do you mean? He goes, it's ridiculous. He goes, no matter what I eat, I just put the dishes on this table and I come back the next morning and they're all gone. They're clean. he's like, and then I do this and then I do that and it's all cleaned up. And meanwhile, of course, she's the one who's cleaning it when he's not looking because she's tired of the filth. And he just goes, I don't have to do anything anymore. I just put it on the coffee table. It's magic.
I'm in the basement, though. There's not a lot of dust. Not in the basement. There's not. If I was upstairs, there is.
False.
How much traffic is there down there?
Traffic. I don't know. There's a couple of red lights. Is this not fine over here? I mean, we watch TV down here every once in a while. That's about it.
John is familiar with how much dust there is
the
in basements.
The kids are probably down there flicking their boogers all over your...
These things are locked. Look. They're locked.
Nice.
Secret way to open them.
That's smart.
I have like a magnet lock.
I can't keep my son's hands off of the stuff on these shelves, no matter what I do. He comes in and it's like almost just like magnetism. Like he just starts touching them. He doesn't even realize he's touching the stuff. Meanwhile, I have a floor over here with some ships on it and stuff that he's welcome to come and play with, but he has to touch the exact same things that are on the shelf.
Cause he wants the good stuff. He knows what the difference is.
Yeah.
So you have to clean it by hand.
Are you cleaning the dust out of your mug there, Brandon?
Yeah.
You have to clean that by hand. You're not going to use the air, a can of air, because that's going to just shoot it all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have that.
Yeah, so you're going to... I literally
just use
have
this
to
for
pull,
my keyboard and stuff.
You're literally going to have to pull everything off the table, off the shelves, and clean it by hand.
Yeah, and you guys know me. You That's know crazy. What I have back there. It's actually not 500 figures. It's the full run plus a bunch of extras, but it's like, you know, it's all different like sealed stuff. It's, you know, stickers and cards and dishes and
how about if you screw
pictures and cups.
It?
Say again?
How about if you screw like a plastic?
Like plexiglass
or acrylic or something on it.
Yeah, I just have to get nicer cabinets. The problem, the unfortunate thing is, you know, it's not like you just go and spend, you know, $100-$150 and you get a cabinet. Like those cabinets are expensive. So I would have to whittle this down to two or three cabinets. You know, like I'm not gonna
300, I think.
Are they IKEA or somewhere else? Yeah.
They're IKEA.
But I'm not gonna go buy, you know, six of those to replace what I got here. I'm going to buy two or three.
So they have like the 6x6 display cabinets that are all glass. They're not all glass. They they have like the structure. Each side is like made of, I don't know, wood or whatever, and then it's glass on the inside with two glass doors and then glass shelves or whatever. They make those. You see them like in toy shops and stuff like that. I don't know, John, if you have one or whatnot, but those display cases, those showcases or whatever, are pretty pricey too. They're probably like,
yeah,
I think the $800 a piece.
These are from IKEA.
Am I selling them?
This slender glass one.
Is that a Detolf?
Yeah.
That's a Detolf. So those are cheap. You can put your stuff in, like, but if you want to like
that one gets dust though.
They're not cheap anymore. They don't make them anymore. When you're trying to, people are trying to find them across the country.
Chris threw away 12 of them. However many he had 12. I took two. I gave one to Uncle Victor. And then I think David Sean took two and he threw away eight. It was eight of them outside of his house. He threw away.
They're going for like double the price right now because people.
Oh, sure.
You know why? Because people who have them already want additional ones so that they match.
Mm-hmm. So they don't make
and
them
IKEA doesn't make them anymore.
Oh, really?
Somebody just posted this week that they found them, like they were in like the East Coast and they found them in Michigan and were like trying to finagle how to get them from Michigan. If he had posted those like for sale, people would have driven to his house to pick them up from like 5 hours
away. There's a large like slit though in them. It's like a hole.
It's not sealed.
You're also limited on space with those, so you have to buy multiple.
No, they're very small. Yeah,
they are small. Yeah,
that's why if you just spend the money, you get one of those display cases that's 6 feet wide by 6 feet tall. You can put a ton of figures in there.
Yeah, how much is that?
And vehicles and you can get anywhere from $300 to $800 is what I've seen. You can get a used one for like $300. Buddy of mine over here got some new ones for his store and he sold his for like $100 a piece. I didn't know he was doing that or else I probably would have bought them. But
what do you do with your stuff then, Brandon? Because you have all that stuff behind you.
Stuff behind me is just loose stuff that my son plays with, but
he plays with the R2D2 soda holder thing.
The toy bin?
That's a toy toter. Yeah.
You can't put that on a display case. It's too big.
Charles will put soda in anything he can fit soda in. He loves putting soda in containers.
I don't drink soda.
Yeah, but the ice melts in that toy toter. That is toy toter trash.
Is the only soda I drank.
He loves hard seltzer.
What flavor is that?
No, hard soda. It's hard soda.
What flavor is that?
It's Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Okay. But Brandon, really though, what do you do? I know we always joke that you have stuff.
All my
drawers.
Good stuff.
I know you do have stuff like that, but
all my good stuff is not even displayed.
Where is it?
It's in a drawer.
But so talk about really, that though. Like,
yeah,
is
talk
that,
about that, Brandon? Is it really in drawers?
I have drawers of figures. My good stuff though is it's in the closet.
But how do you feel about
it? It's like your stuff.
Yeah, his stuff's all in the closet, except for the Lego.
Mine's all out.
I don't have room to put display cases like Charles has.
But does that take something away from the collecting for you that you don't get to see it easily?
Not really, because I come across so many of these figures and so much of this stuff like on a daily basis that it doesn't really make me miss my nice figures. I mean, I have a really nice Bosk or two or three really nice Bosk, and I put them away in a, you know, they're wrapped up and they're put away because they're super nice condition, right? And then but I see, you know, I have 10 more over here that are just out. You know what I mean?
So what'd you wrap it in though?
I put them in those little plastic
clamshells
or whatever.
Are they in a plastic bag also?
Some of them are, I think. Not sure.
Yeah, you shouldn't be using those.
Well, unless they're the acid-free ones, right?
You have to use the acid-free ones.
Yeah. Acid-free what?
Acid-free bags.
Baggies, yeah.
I'm not.
Is those bags actually
baggies for some of them? I don't even know.
They like melt like right onto the figure.
Oh, really?
It gets like wet. inside of it. Hmm. So you have to use acid-free ones.
Okay.
So what do you imagine that our viewers are doing with their collections? If they have stuff open, I mean, we know people that have a basement full of shelves with, like, you know, ships and vehicles and figures, army building figures. Like, are they going through their, if you really wanted to keep up with it, you would need to go through your collection and dust, like, at least once a month.
Well, I guarantee you that Rosenberg's not doing any woodworking in his basement, in his garage.
With the sawdust, yeah.
Yeah, with all the stuff that's down there.
See, but his doesn't look like he has dust.
No.
Like, it doesn't look like there's dust. So he must have a, like, a blower or something, a backpack blower.
With a giant exhaust fan through the wall, sucking it all outside. Yeah. I wonder that, though. When I see people set up, some people have really nice setups. Some people just have, you know, nice setups, but just a lot of stuff, and it's open air setup. I just wonder what these people, I mean, is for some people, I think it's part of the hobby that they take care of their collection. They're dusting, they're cleaning, they're rearranging. Some people rearrange their stuff pretty often. And I can appreciate that's part of the hobby for them. It is not part of the hobby for me. Like, I don't enjoy doing that. Like, I like buying, I like selling, I like having, I like looking at it, but pulling all this crap down and, like, cleaning these shelves once a month, I don't have time for that. And maybe that means that I don't deserve to have this much stuff displayed. That would be a fair point if somebody made it, but I can't keep up with it. Mm-hmm. So maybe I do need to start putting some stuff away and limiting what's out here. If I had a reasonable amount on each shelf, that'd be another story. But I mean, this stuff is, like, all, like, a couple layers deep here. I got to pull all this down, and it would take forever.
I mean, you should take one of every figure, like the nicest one, wrap it up in an acid-free bag, and just store it.
Yeah, maybe so. But again, what you see, like, directly behind me is the figures. And there's some Leia Bush stuff here. All this stuff from this over is not figures. And I'm not joking. Like, all of this is not figures. There's no figures in here.
What is it?
It's, like,
soap.
Yeah, like, down here is, like, thermoses and wallets and, like, lunch boxes. Just below there, just below the AT-AT, next to the AT-AT, those are all lunch boxes. I've got the vinyl cases, like, over in the shelf down here. Then there's some pops and mugs, like vintage mugs. And there's a chicken walker up there and, like, a snow speeder and the shampoo R2-D2 bottle I got from Charles. And I mean, a lot of vintage stuff, but it's just not figures. It's boxes and mocks and stuff. So I just got to get through it all.
Tchotchkes.
It's all over the same stuff that you guys see in the groups. It's not like, you know.
Goosey. What did you want to say, John? What was the word?
Tchotchke.
That's the word you wanted to
tchotchkes.
Say?
Tchotchkes.
Yeah, tchotchkes.
I thought you wanted
That's Shane's
say
favorite word is tchotchke.
A word with a G.
Tchotchke.
You asked. Can I say this word?
Gucci or?
No, that was for a different episode.
It's a Gooch.
Charles is on the wrong episode. Brandon, can you spell tchotchke, please?
C-H.
False.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Wait. T-S-C-H-O-S-T-K-Y-Z.
I'll give it to you. You're pretty close. It's an awful word. It is not spelled like you think it would be. Tchotchke.
Bric-a-brac.
Only because there's a sandwich shop called
Schlotsky's
Tchotchkes. Yeah. Well, what else do you guys have anything else? Any other thoughts? Any collections that you've, you know, seen over time that jump into your head about, you know, how does that person maintain that? Or what have you ever heard or think that people are doing differently?
Well, there's that one guy. I don't even know. I can't remember what his name is, but you guys have all seen it where his basement looks like it's a Toys R Us store from 1981. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, he's got like like multiple boxes of things.
Yeah, I can't remember what that guy's name is.
Yeah,
but I don't know how they keep all that clean all the time.
He probably hires somebody.
Probably.
As a cleaner, like once a week or whatever.
Yeah.
Would you trust that though? Like you guys? Would you want somebody who doesn't give two craps about collecting or vintage Star Wars or anything, like touching all your stuff and cleaning it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't trust my wife anywhere near it.
I would sit them down and I would say R2, and they have to complete it. And if they're like, I don't know,
they're out.
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 You say R2 and they're like D2.
You're what in. If they're like
Charles R- them?
You're like R2 and they're like R3.
False.
What if you said, but would you want someone, if you said orange haired and they said Luke Skywalker, would you want them cleaning your stuff?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Are you sure you'd trust them if they knew what your stuff was worth?
Yep.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're going the other way. Jeez. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going this way. John's like,
well, let me ask you, John, does Jennifer know the difference between an orange hair Luke and Blondie?
I'm not sure if she does, but she does know about the variants and stuff. Yeah, for sure.
And not that she needs to know that, but
the orange hair Luke walks in your door and you're not there, and the guy wants $150 for it. Will she buy it? Will she buy it without you there?
Yes.
For $150.
Yes.
But it could be just a normal blonde hair Luke. Will she buy that for $150?
No.
How does she know the difference?
Because we've talked about it.
John runs a class every week.
John's going to the fingers.
Yeah, because she remembers when we bought that that case of figures that had an orange hair Luke in it.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. I'm now picturing that John runs like vintage Star Wars class like once a week for her, and she's got to like take a quiz and everything. Yeah. Sounds awful.
She's learned a lot. Owen's learned a lot too. So
nice. Yeah. All right.
But if they had a question,
getting a degree in nerdology.
Yes. Congratulations.
Are you satisfied?
Get
now,
the
Brandon?
BS in nerdology.
I'm impressed. Satisfied? I'm impressed that if an orange Luke farm boy walked in the door, that she would know what it was.
Yeah, she would know. Yeah.
But would she confuse it for a brown hair?
No.
Would she know a overstock prune face non-sonic weld?
Balloon knot.
Like, right, because she watches the show. So.
Oh, yeah. Because, between all of us, we have some weird stuff that the average person would say, like, that looks like garbage to me.
It looks like a balloon knot. Garbage.
Looks like a wadded up piece of gum.
Like the only I showed this, I don't know if I showed it recently or who knows what the episode is coming out, but like, something like this, the acrylic is the only thing saving me here, right? Like if my wife saw these pieces on the, on the counter, she'd be like, that looks like garbage,
Yeah.
Just the fact that it's on a little stand might mean something, but
it doesn't look like garbage, honey. It is.
Yeah, that was in Yolanda's lunchbox for 25 years.
Yeah, exactly. It was in her apron pocket. All right. What do you guys think? Is that going to do it for this one?
I think so. Yeah, just keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
If you want to keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
If anybody cares and wants to give us ideas on how they...
Oh, yeah.
Is there anybody out there? Please comment. Somebody.
I thought of something, too.
I hear somebody.
Wait,
I think somebody's out there.
David Schwimmer.
I don't know. Can somebody comment? Will anybody comment on our episodes?
Is it the swimmer? Or?
Swimmer's ear. You're hearing things.
I was thinking of something too. Like if you wanted to experiment on ways to clean a figure, I would use a beater, like you talked about earlier. If you're not sure about how should I use this? Is this soap too abrasive, or is there the right mixture or something like that? Use a beater figure.
Well, yeah, and only do soap and water. Don't do any kind of weird
no
alcohol, lighter fluid, or anything, nail polish remover, none of that stuff on figures because it will take the paint right off.
Purple stuff.
Just use light, you know, soap and water and
don't use any degreaser or spray. That's a good point. We didn't talk about this, and I know it was the episode was about taking care of your collection, you know, kind of in the general sense of you got a display, how do you take care of it on a regular basis? But that's a really good point. With the figures, you know, as you get them, or you know, as you've, you know, looked at them again for the first time in a little while, and you're like, oh, you know, this one's got some, you know, stuff on it, some, you know, smudges, I could probably clean this up. I would suggest getting a soft bristle toothbrush. And I have one in my drawer. Just get a soft bristle toothbrush, really soft. And honestly, go with water first. Get a little cup of water. And if you've got some, you know, smut, you know, some dirt in the groove, some dust, some of these figures, just go over it with a very soft motion with water and see if it'll come off. And if it doesn't come off, a little drop of dish detergent in there, regular stuff you'd put on your hands, and try that. Because sometimes the figures get sticky, right?
I picked up these two figures at the flea market.
Bootleg Hulk Hogan. A couple
weekends ago, right? They were the Darth Vader, who's actually in really, really nice shape. Had a bunch of white, like, I don't know if it was paint or
it's like
white out or
like
whatever.
Frosting or something? Or was it thicker than that?
No, it was like, it looked like somebody dipped his arm in a cupcake.
Oh, okay.
There's this white, like, stuff on there. Gross. White stuff. Bless you, John.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. But I used a nice soft bristle toothbrush with some soap and water, and it came right off, and it did not hurt the figure or the paint, and he's got really nice paint. So,
yeah,
that turned out nice. And this guy was, like, black. He was just caked in dirt, and he actually came out pretty nice. This was using a toothbrush, soap and water. I didn't put him completely, submerge him or anything like that. Just nice soap and water and clean him off, and
he is good as new. Ripped.
He's jacked.
Jeez.
He's jacked.
I think what the KO, is that what it was called? Is that what they're called? The KO knockoffs.
LBG.
It looks.
What did you say? Q. What did you say earlier?
When I first bought this figure, I thought it was a Mexican knockoff.
Yeah.
It looks like a knockoff, and I still think it is. But I think that this was a toy line.
Yeah, I think it was called KO or something like that. But those are bootlegs. That's definitely it's a bootleg Hulk Hogan figure. But no, it looks like they took like the mold from a He-Man figure.
Yeah, exactly. But he's super cool. I don't know.
And then, it's pretty cool.
I like him better because he's a bootleg.
Yeah,
I like those.
I had a couple of those. I sold them. But
some people call those tchotchkes, you know.
TCH.
So before we sign off, Chris is swimming in the 2023 World Aquatics Championships. He is in the 50 meter butterfly.
Oh, wow.
So stay tuned if you have that.
I thought he was in the breaststroke.
He is. I know he's doing the butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
What heat is he currently in?
Not sure.
I think he's following up with the 50 meter spread eagle after that.
He usually gets somewhere near last. So I'm assuming he's going to get last, but I would bet against him. Actually, I do bet against him.
Well, at this time of night, he's usually eating about 6 Taco Bell tacos. So if he keeps that up before the swim, I mean, I wouldn't bet on him. No,
a place.
Float his way to the finish line.
Yeah. Well,
fart jet his way to the finish.
So I just wanted to say one other thing on what you were saying, Brandon. The paint on these vintage figures, believe it or not, it actually holds up pretty well. I mean, you can clean your figures in the way that we described it, and you're really not going to bother the paint. It takes scratching the paint off to and affect it, really.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, when you see figures with worn paint, and I've got, you know, I've got some here, you know, Boba Fett's, you know, with paint rubs.
The blue, the green chest paint on the Boba Fett is very, very fragile. Like, it will, you just look at it and it'll come off.
Well, yeah, it's okay, like the... so that might be the case. I mean, that might be the case for some of these, but I've cleaned a lot of figures and I've never affected the paint the way that I do it.
Mm-hmm. Like the Letty figures especially are notorious for having horrible paint applications.
Yeah, that is true.
The Letty B-Wing pilot.
Look at John whipping out the big guns. Whew.
John, is that a Letty?
You it got is. A Lily Letty?
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, if you clean your figures, water, little dish soap, be gentle with them. You won't hurt the paint. You'll be fine. You'll get the you know, the stickiness off of it, the dust off of it, and you'll have a nice clean figure. Please do not put it in a bucket of water, a big giant bowl of water and soap. You do not need to submerge your figures. It's you're not going to get the figure any cleaner submerging it versus bloop, you know, just bloop, brushing it and cleaning
bloop,
it.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
All you're going to do is get water in there and mold and make them gross. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so don't do that. But if anybody is watching this and you have some methods that work for you in cleaning your figures, cleaning your shelves, cleaning your display, please share in the comments. What do you guys think about the cases they make with the nice colored backs, like the card backs to display your figures in? I haven't pursued one, but I would love to have something like that where I can put the figures in there, seal them up with a, you know, behind a case, and they'd be nice back there. You'd never have to do anything.
Yeah, minimal cleaning for those, I'm sure. Yeah.
I like to... Of course, we all have extras, but I'd love to put like one full set in there, seal it in there, hermetically seal it, and be done. So I might have to do something like that. All right. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. Thanks so much for watching. Please check us out at fiveidiotstalkingtoys.com. You'll see our Patreon link there. Follow us on Facebook, as well as the link to our merch shop. You can grab a t-shirt or a hat if you want to support the show, as well as join Rogue Five Toys. That's our sales page. So you'll find lots of collectibles in there. Modern, vintage, comics, tchotchkes.
Tchotchke.
Custom figures.
Bric-a-brac.
Charles loves bric-a-brac. He gets
knick-knack.
He giggles when you say bric-a-brac. Knick-knacks he likes too, yeah. All right. Thanks very much for watching. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel, like this video, and comment. We want to hear what you have to say. Let's get that dialogue started, and we'll chat with you there. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time on Five Idiots Talking Toys. Bye-bye.
Knick-knack.
Goodbye now, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tchotchke.